Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis. It's Wednesday, October 12th, 2011.
Episode 7.25, the Week 6 Preview Show.
Cannot wait for these. We've got some great, great games coming up this week.
Lots of news to talk about. We'll be brief with all of that. We'll even talk about LeBron saying he's a TD maker.
Might as well, since the NBA ain't playing.
That's right. He's got to do something with his time. And Jeffrey.
Yep.
We are getting ready for London, baby.
That's right.
That's right, London.
And if you haven't RSVP'd yet, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, where have
Sports
you
Cafe,
been?
Sports Cafe, baby. List is filling. Get your names in now.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Yeah, baby, London.
London, baby.
So Steven, the first thing we need to get clear about is one of the games of the week, the Dallas Cowboys at the New England Patriots. I doubt that we differ on this one. However, how are we going to do this? Our flight is 5:30 on Sunday.
Look, stop. You're bumming me out, dude.
I'm not trying to bum you out. Look, how are we going to do this?
Yeah, I already know.
Do we get to the airport at 1?
No.
And sit in a bar for 4 hours before the flight?
Not
get through
interested.
Security and everything. I'm just wondering.
I don't know.
So it's going to be constant iPhones and iPads and things.
We got lots of stuff to talk about, so we'll determine that off air.
Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy, craziness. But let's get ready to roll 13 games.
No, it's only 13. Everybody, yes. Bye.
What I meant to say, six teams on a bye again this week.
Yes.
There's a lot of bye teams, Jeffrey.
Yep.
All right, but in the news, LeBron James has been on Twitter talking to John Clayton of ESPN and Pete Carroll, saying that he's interested in finding out when the league has a deadline for teams to pick up free agents.
That'd be Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Yes, yeah. Next Tuesday. And so Pete Carroll's like egging him on and indulging him, and I don't get it.
It's going so far that I would be surprised if they didn't meet up somewhere in Washington.
Really?
I would be surprised.
They're going to work out LeBron James.
I just think Pete Carroll is enough of a media whore, and so is LeBron James, that they can't pass up this opportunity.
I understand it, but I think someone who is associated with the Miami Heat would have a little something to say.
While they can't, because they're in a labor dispute right now, and as you know, generally you can backdoor unless you're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and are willing to get fined $250,000. You can't talk to people.
That. Yes, I suspect someone with the Heat would say that's a no go, because I suspect LeBron tries to make that statement. I could come and play in the NFL off the street. I think some people will take some shots to show LeBron.
Oh, you think? You think? Yeah. Unless the remainder of your schedule is against a Powder Puff football team, it's best left alone, because even if it was the collegiate level, guys would get amped up for popping you.
Yeah, LeBron's on the other side. I'm going to take a shot?
You kidding?
I'm in.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm in.
Where do I line up?
All right, Jeffrey. Well, briefly today, we spoke on the 5-Minute Football Fix. London, baby.
Yep.
2016, there will be a game through 2016.
Well, I thought that was the score.
No.
Like, you're a prophet.
20-16, well.
It's going to be 20-16.
Bears-Bucks, it's a possibility.
I think it's a good final. We should go with that.
2016. Till 2016, the year,
yes.
There will be a game, at least one game, every year through 2016.
Owners got together yesterday and had their little meeting that they have every once in a while. And at this meeting, it was declared that, here we go, let's stay all in with the UK. And for those who say, wait a minute, this year's game hasn't sold out and doesn't look like it's going to sell out, that's not the point.
Yes.
The point is, it would have sold out had it been February when they were able to sell tickets instead of late August when they were able to sell tickets. And then a lot of people who vacation around these kinds of things and make plans and bring the family and book hotels and book travel, they'd be able to do so. But no, instead they're only expecting 70 of the 82,000 that could possibly be there.
Okay, like 70,000 is bad. Ask the Jags or the Bucks. If they could get
70,000. What it would be like to play in front of that many people.
In front of their stadiums. All right, Jeffrey. Finally, two more things before we get to
games.
Two
more things.
Tebow time in Denver.
Yes.
That became official if you did that. Tebow, if you're not Tebow, watching the 5 minute football
don't
fix.
Dream it's over. That. Tebow, Tebow.
I'm done talking about that.
Well, you know, I put a poll up on Facebook last night and yes. I asked people. I thought I put the question very well, which was basically, is Tebow the best answer for the Denver Broncos right now?
Okay.
And right now took into account all the intangibles.
Wow.
And, Steven, I haven't even seen the poll since I put it up.
Yeah.
What are the results of the poll approximately?
It is
2-1, even?
No, it is just about even.
It's just about even. Interesting. So,
just
Steven,
about
there
even
are a
for
lot
yes
of people out
no.
there.
No, yes.
See, Kyle Orton, I think, was falling in the confidence department because he's been getting booed every week.
52% yes to the 48% who say no.
And the yes is winning by a little bit there.
By just a tad.
So, again, that is the significance of this, and I do think that I don't think I voted, actually, in this, Steven, because I couldn't decide.
I did. But I voted no.
Okay, but the fact I couldn't decide tells you, at least, how I feel about this. Mm-hmm. I'm very undecided. Mm. It's just I don't like how it's played out there in Denver. I don't think it's the way John Fox wanted to start his tenure. I don't think it's, frankly, the way John Elway wanted to start his tenure getting back with his old team. However, things have become a car wreck there. They're not going to make the playoffs. That's a given. So now what do we do?
So you just –
You've got Kyle Orton on the end of his contract. Kyle Orton on the end of his contract and the backup –
Is this a
Brady Quinn on the end of his contract?
Is this a thing to the fans? Let's throw him out there. Let's show you that we're not going to be any better with him at the helm. And then hopefully y'all can shut up. And then next year when we go get a quarterback.
When we go get Andrew Luck?
Or whoever.
We're not going to win a game or whatever?
Then you all will leave us alone. How about that?
I don't think that – well, you know, Denver ownership is known to be a bit not hostile, but fierce,
okay,
shall we say, in how they handle situations, as Shanahan can tell you.
That's the only thing that makes sense to me, because for you as an organization, as a head coach and as a general manager with Elway, all preseason long, he's not a quarterback. He's not ready to be the quarterback.
That's
he's
right.
not a quarterback. He's not our first-string quarterback. He's third string, as a matter of fact, and now all of a sudden he's starting. He leapfrogged somehow magically. In 6 weeks, he leapfrogged Brady Quinn.
What happened with Brady was – he had that one practice where he threw the ball the wrong way, Steven, and that went unreported.
Yeah, right. Yeah, just making up stuff now. I don't see it. But we'll move on. Finally, Jeffrey, the Philadelphia Eagles, there's a report that they wanted to bring in a defensive consultant.
That's a lie, Steven.
Well, that's
they
what the Eagles said.
That.
Well, it's being reported today.
That would never happen.
That the Eagles actually offered Eric Mangini.
That's a lie, Steven.
A defensive consulting role.
That's a lie, and here's why it's a lie.
So you're calling
Sal Palantonio is reporting this.
Yes.
And he's saying that fellow ESPN colleague Eric Mangini, he didn't say that he was interviewed. He said he was their first choice.
Well, all
the
right.
First, I want to emphasize, first choice well, for a consultant. How bad is it?
How timely are we, Jeff? Andy Reid right now posted 40 minutes ago says that those are fabricated reports about Mangini coming in as a consultant.
Mangini and Sal Palantonio got together to make this up because we know Sal Pal, he's not the most bulletproof of rumor guys.
Yeah.
But when the guy you're rumoring about is one of your coworkers, I think you could possibly get that one right, Steven.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, as I said in my power rankings this week, Andy Reid takes full responsibility for their fall
for everything.
Power rankings.
And he's taking
and for this rumor as well.
Keeps denying this report. Dude,
well,
just own
first
up
of all, let's say that you're not, okay, looking for help on the defensive side of the ball.
Maybe you should be.
Maybe you should be. What the hell's wrong with you? You took an offensive line coach and promoted him, and it's not working.
Oh, gosh.
And I love the person just supporting who's the new guy on defense coordinator?
Juan Castillo?
Yeah, Juan Castillo. Just defending him as just being this fierce contributor who promotes strong tackling, always has.
Well, they haven't tackled
well,
lately.
Apparently it's a different skill set on the defensive side of the ball as the offensive side of the ball. I don't know. I didn't play either. However, if they've got to be different because it's not working.
Well, it's
nearly a nightmare, but we wouldn't say that, would we?
You wouldn't. I would. Just the fact that, Jeffrey, that they're denying these reports. It's pretty crazy there.
It reminds me of this.
You can't make oranges be peaches.
Well, you can't.
Exactly what it is, and it doesn't change, and it will never change.
Well, Jeffrey, how bad are things in Philadelphia?
Oh, sorry, that was rhetorical.
Jason Avant, the wide receiver who, well, you know, dropped a pass, turning it into an interception.
Or two.
Fumbled late in the Bills game.
Or two.
He called a players-only meeting.
To apologize? You don't command the room, dude.
Here's the deal, though. You only hear of player-only meetings
when there's danger.
When there's things that are going bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
you do one of
players-only meeting. Uh-oh.
Coon and friends alert. Coon and friends alert. Alert. Seriously. All coon friends to base.
Seriously.
Alert, guys. I'm seriously.
Well, they kind of wish they had Coon right now on their team.
Yeah, they do have. They wish they had anyone.
No, yeah.
Do they know that LeBron James is available?
What's that?
Do they know that LeBron James is available?
Probably.
He can probably play safety.
So when
Avant
was asked why players only meeting, is it a knock on Andy Reid? And he's like, no, we definitely support our coach on every side. This is a Philadelphia Eagles.
That's a lot of sides.
Yeah, this is a Philadelphia Eagles thing. The players have to come up and do their part. Like you, Jason, who fumbles and can't catch a pass that hits you right in the hands.
Apparently he's owning up to it.
Is that what he did?
Maybe.
He was like, they're 1-4. They got 11 games left. It's going to take 10 wins to get into the NFC playoffs as a wild card team.
But 9 games could win this division.
I don't think
could.
So.
Could.
I disagree.
If I'm right, Steven, and this is a balanced division, which I don't think it is because of the Eagles, but if it were a balanced division and this were a bunch of 8-8 pretty good teams, but not great teams, then it's conceivable that 9 games could win you
whatever
the division.
Whatever you want to lose, I will bet that that's not going to happen. That's not even
doesn't
even come close.
I suspect 10 wins will win the division. And Steven says more.
Yeah.
Fine. But that's just what I think.
Okay.
I
don't think 9-7 is not going to win the East. And you're going to have 10 wins just to get in as a wild card team. So
absolutely.
That means that over the next 11, they have to go 9-2.
And the wild card, one of them is going to be the Detroit Lions or Green Bay Packers.
That's right.
That's one of them.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to need 10 for that other wild card spot.
And then the other one will probably come out of the East.
It's possible.
If somebody can show off.
If they can get 10 wins.
Yeah. Well, then he can win the division, I think. You think 11. But it's like, could the Bears know? Could the Dirty Birds could get back in this.
They're 1-4.
Dirty Birds get back.
9-2 is what they have to go through the next 11 games. Can they do that?
Right. No. No.
You're just saying no way.
Well, I got them losing this week. So that makes it harder.
So that means 9-1.
Right.
9-1 over the next 10.
But I must say, I posted again on Facebook the other night a question about which team has the best chance of returning to the playoffs.
Yes.
That didn't. And the Falcons won that barely over none of them. Of the teams that were playoff teams last year that weren't real good.
Yeah, what were those teams again? You had Eagles, Falcons,
Bears. It was AFC also. Had, I don't think it was just
no,
NFC.
No, I think it was NFC. You had Eagles, Falcons, Bears, and
that's probably it. And then none of them.
And then none of them. That's right. Those were the four answers.
Choices. And none of them tied with the Falcons.
Yeah.
At about 25%.
You know what? The way the Atlanta Falcons are playing football right now, they may not make it.
And in the news department, Julio Jones is uncertain for Sunday.
Cam and the Panthers this week. That's going to be
I think I'm flipping over.
Wow. All right.
They're reeling.
Well, then, on that note, let's get to it, and we'll start with a big one. El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana.
Now, who in their right mind would have ever thought we've been doing this show for 7 freaking years.
Yes.
Who I would have bet you $20 that in my life we never would have had
the San Francisco 49ers at Detroit Lions
as a juego grande estupendo de la semana.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. 4-1 at 5-0.
This game's the biggest game of the weekend. And it's Niners Lions.
If you saw this coming, I will personally hand you
$20. Nobody saw it coming. Not if
Nobody
Detroit
did.
Fans didn't
because
see it
the
coming.
Reason I say that, Steve, is because I want to know who all the liars are out there.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm just going to punch them. Somebody's going to cut to me. I saw
it.
Boom!
Liar. Nobody did. It didn't matter if you were a Lion fan or a Niner fan. When you saw the schedule.
I would say even more so. If you were a Lion fan, if you were a Niner fan, you were the least to expect
to expect this.
Because those teams were really down on themselves.
Yeah, and to say that at the beginning of the season you would have looked at the schedule and you saw Week 6,
circle
Niners
that,
at Lions,
circle
nobody.
It.
Nobody.
I got to make sure
said,
I'm there.
Yeah,
Ford
nobody would have said, that's
going to
be a
there.
Big game. That's going to be a big game this weekend. Everybody, you might have been expecting like, 2-3.
We got Houston Baltimore on the schedule. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Houston Baltimore. Yeah, that'll be a ferocious battle.
It's going to be
Cowboys Patriots. That'll be a good one.
Yeah.
New Orleans Tampa Bay. Those Bucks are coming to look pretty good.
Those games are.
Oh, Philly Washington. That'll be a good one.
They're still pretty games. But
they're not El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana. They're not.
No, they're not. The Detroit Lions come in at 5-0, their best record since, like, I don't even know.
Two skajillion years.
Close to the skajillion years. Yes, Jeffrey.
No.
And the San Francisco 49ers, 4-1 minutes away from. This could have been a. I would have paid for a 5-0 game. And I was very, very close to that.
Would have cost your team another loss.
It would have. So I'm glad I didn't have to see that.
So the Detroit Lions are 5-point favorites at home, coming off a Monday Night Football dominating performance over the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
Now, and my question is, what is up with this line? Five?
The line
kidding?
Is a little.
You must be lying.
It's just a little lying. Is he lying a little bit? Five is weird. It is pretty weird for me, Jeffrey, only because we just saw last week another team come off Monday Night Football and got destroyed by the Niners.
Right.
Now, the Lions are coming off Monday Night Football. Unfortunately for them, they don't have to travel anywhere. They stay at home. But, Jeffrey, here come the Niners again.
Yep.
They get a team on a short week.
Yep.
And the Lions, even though not a lot of people want to admit it, still a fairly young team.
Oh, yeah. No, they're a young team. But you know who they've got this
older?
Best
is in the second year. Who?
I think about Kyle VandenBosch.
Well,
and what he means to this defense.
I don't believe they will harass Alex Smith as bad as they did Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler was on his back every down last week on Monday Night Football.
Almost made me start to feel sorry for him.
Almost. Lions. By playing the roar, I'm suspecting you're taking the Lions.
I'm suspecting if you're not, you're crazy.
Well, then call me crazy.
Crazy.
My first
you
upset.
You said this on the 49ers
week.
Show, and I just figured you were saying it because it was the 49ers show.
Because it was the 49ers show, and I
just
say it to just.
Play to the crowd.
Jeffrey?
Yeah.
If you look at the two opponents for both of these teams.
I have, because I've. You mean whom they've lost?
Who
or
they've
beaten.
Okay.
I've analyzed all these things any which way you've been loose.
I believe the San Francisco 49ers have an edge. And I think the Lions, there were some games there where they were down pretty much.
There were.
And out of it.
And they had to come back.
And they found a way to come back and win those games.
I point
games.
To Augie's great column that he wrote about the cardiac Lions again.
Cardiac cats, sorry. And Jeffrey, all of that, no disrespect to the Detroit Lions.
Better not. I'll come over and maul you.
Will you?
Yes.
Yeah, remember, you're a Buck fan, so get off the Lion bandwagon. You're not on that bandwagon.
I can, first of all, you established you can be on multiple bandwagons.
Yes.
And,
but I already, I'm on the two on the NFC. The two on the NFC is Cowboys-Lions. You can't get on that one. Go get your own.
I'm not on the Cowboys.
But you're trying to get on the Lions. I'm not going to let you on.
Okay, but I'm allowed onto the Lions. I can be on the Bucks and the Lions.
No, I'm not letting you on the Lions.
You're not letting me on the bandwagon.
I've
got a shotgun. You will move.
Early before anybody even said you can't have multiple teams that you're on the bandwagon, I said Cowboys, Lions in the NFC, Cleveland, Houston in the AFC.
Right.
And you didn't say you wanted to jump on in any of them at that point.
You didn't offer. And I didn't know that you were that kind of person that said, you know, when I say something, you have to
jump on. Jump on with me, or you can't, you can't jump on later. You can't jump
on
later.
I can get on whatever the heck I want.
But,
you can get on the week of the Super Bowl if you want. You got to have a team to root for.
Jeff's one of those.
You got to have a rooting
Jeff's
interest.
Jeff's one of those fans.
You have to have a rooting interest.
All right, look, Jeff, I like
Chance
Detroit
rain
Lions.
Outside Ford Field, is that going to affect you?
No, and I think the Lions are going to go far this season, but I don't believe they go undefeated the whole way. And I think this is where they trip up.
Steven, that was my presupposition as to why you could possibly take San Francisco, because you say, I know for certain, and I agree with you, I know for certain the Detroit Lions aren't going to go undefeated. Therefore,
there's going to be a game.
There will be.
That they're not going to be.
But it will not be this game.
It's going to be this game. Because if you look at their schedule over the next 7 weeks, it's not going to be any of those other teams, Jeff.
Yeah.
It's not going to be any of them. And you know what? The Lions might get a little complacent here. If any week, after how they thrashed the Bears defensively, offensively, I think the Niners are coming in. And one of the things that I still don't see from a lot of people, including my partner here, Jeff Ellis, mm-hmm. is that the Niners still aren't getting their respect. I heard from people.
Jim Harbaugh asked me to just give it a rest. Don't talk about him.
I heard a lot of people, if the Niners beat the Bucs, you know, then that's going to be a pretty good team. And then they thrashed the Bucs. I mean, completely dominated them. And they're still like, yeah, they're still the 49ers. I'm like, no, they thrashed the Bucs. And this was a team that everybody was like, hey, the Bucs are going to be there at the end. Well, they just got beat by 45. Now, the Niners won't have that kind of success against the Lions because the Lions are just too talented offensively.
Do you realize the Lions haven't lost in nearly 10 months?
That's the other thing.
10
They're
months.
On a nice, big, long streak.
10 months.
Those streaks come to an end.
Yeah, like the New England one where they won 30 in a row at home.
Yeah, I suspect that one comes to an end, too.
Really? Yeah. Certain streaks are streaks because they're streaky. And if that sounds redundant, then maybe it's redundant.
It is. So you've got the Lions. I've got the 49ers.
Enjoy
this is a morning
island.
Game. We will watch it together. And, yeah,
we have to be together in the morning?
I'm starting. Yes.
Dude, we're already going to spend the next
11 days.
11 days? All right. Already done the math. That's how much he hates me.
Look, Jeff, here's the deal. It's going to be a great game, and I can't wait to see it. I'm a little bummed that we have to then get interrupted after the morning games to
footballless interruptus. It's the worst, okay? Now, I want to say this just because apparently we're not clear enough. Saturday night, a week from Saturday, at the Sport Cafe,
from
8 p.m.
until
they throw us out.
Yes.
Ian is, and by the way, Ian won't throw us out. He's the boss there.
The other thing, people, send us your name if you're going to make it so we can put you on the list.
Even if you may only make it, and you may not, because it's okay, because if your name's on the list, friends,
you
get
jump
to the
jump
queue,
the queue,
which can be a hour
very
plus
long.
Wait, and
yes.
It could be raining, and it's outside. And so you go to the front. You tell the people at the front that you're on the list for the Rants and Raves party. They'll look at the list. You'll give them your name, and you just go right inside.
Yes.
It's really nice. Then you go upstairs, and we have a lovely time. If you don't give us your name, we can't tell them who to expect. Can't say, by the way, I'm Steve Young, and I'm coming to the party with some friends.
Yes.
That'll get you in, Steve. But your friends will stand outside in the rain. We
email
need names.
Us with names, people, if you're coming.
I can't imagine I can be more clear than that.
Well, apparently we have it.
People are like, it's going on Facebook. Are you guys going to have a party? It's like, have you been listening?
No.
Okay. Pay attention, people.
All right, let's get to games of the week.
The Buffalo Bills at the New York Giants. How about them Bills, Steven Miranda?
Those Bills are on fire.
Woo! Bills, Bills, Bills.
And I've got...
I'm waiting.
Well,
you know what I'm going to push.
I'm looking at my pick. I suspect I might be changing this pick. I have to do a little bit more research.
So whom are you taking?
Who are you taking?
No, I asked you first.
No, I want to know who you're taking. Because based on who you're taking, that might change on who I'm taking.
I'm taking the obvious choice, the Buffalo Bills.
Okay, that is a good choice.
They're road dogs.
How in the world?
Yeah.
I've been playing this game long enough where I know not to throw to the opposing team.
The Giants are favored by 3.5.
Okay, so on neutral field, the Giants are a half-point favorites. Not that good Giants team versus a really good Buffalo Bills team. The Giants are favored.
What scares me about this game is the Giants just got embarrassed by the Seahawks.
Humiliated by the Seahawks.
And you know,
and that guy whose voice I just played,
yeah,
showed up and did what he does and turned the ball over.
Well, yeah, but he's not getting help from his receivers.
I don't.
That
Victor
final,
Cruz is supposed to become some superstar.
He's been doing it week in and week out.
He's a kid.
Well, at the end of the game,
when kids make mistakes.
When Eli Manning hits you in the hands,
yeah,
don't drop it over to the defender covering you so that he could take it 99 yards for a touchdown.
Don't make us insist on the league implementing a wide receiver interception rule.
Well, I'll continue to insist on that.
Oh, no, we are, but just not now.
Right now on paper, I've got the Giants, and simply because of this. When Tom Coughlin gets his back against the wall.
A burr under his saddle?
And yeah, and stuff is stuck in his craw and all those things.
His craw is full.
He finds a way to get his team to do something no one expects him to do. And I've just seen it year out.
He's a great motivator of
and
men.
Year out from this New York Football Giants team.
Maybe that's why the line is the way it is, because everybody knows that except me.
Probably.
Okay. In that case, I encourage you all to take the Giants.
While you're sticking there all by
with
yourself.
With the smart play, yes.
And the Buffalo Bills.
I'd rather be smart and alone than dumb and, dumb and in the crowd.
Okay. Jeff doesn't want to be in a dumb crowd.
I hate dumb crowds. Oh.
Well, explain to me why you're taking the Buffalo Bills.
Because I've watched the Buffalo Bills and I've watched the New York Giants. And let me tell you, did anyone see last week's game? Yes. The only home win the G-men have this season, Stephen, is over the Rams.
Okay.
That's the only game they've won at home, and that wasn't even that big a win, okay?
I understand.
Had they
won last week, they've only beat the Rams and the Seahawks.
Probably.
All right. So,
and this is not an impressive
I forgot who it was. I don't think it was Pat Curran, but it was someone on Sirius who finally, Sirius? You know, who they said, Jeffrey, your record is your record because you beat whoever it is the schedule makers put in front of you.
That sounds more like a Tim Ryan than a Pat Kerwin kind of thing. Because Tim was the player.
Yeah.
So he's just like, look, you're not responsible for your schedule.
You're not. They put the teams in front of you. And
you've got to go out and get it done.
Get it done.
Have the G-men impressed you?
Not well. There was a game where they looked pretty dominant.
There was a game where they looked dominant. Have the Bills impressed you?
Yeah, they did. They impressed me last week.
What about the week before? What about the week before that?
Well, the week before that, they didn't impress me because they lost to Cincinnati. They should have dominated them that game.
Yeah.
I still think the Bills have their weaknesses.
They do.
And
it's on the defensive side, and it's defending the pass.
Let me put it this way, Jeffrey. For the Philadelphia Eagles to still be in that football game late, with all of the turnovers that the Eagles had in that game and how poorly they performed and how horrible Mike Vick performed with his four picks, there is no way that they should have only been down 7 points at the end of that game. That's what scares me about the Buffalo Bills.
They're still learning to develop a killer instinct.
They
and to put
should
teams
have
away.
Destroyed the Eagles with four interceptions, a fumble recovery, interception return for a touchdown, having great field position all day long. They should have destroyed the Eagles. And that's why I'm still not 100% sold on the Bills.
I'm seeing a pattern in these first two games that we disagree on. You're taking a more veteran teams over the younger teams. And the teams...
Possibly.
I think there's something to be said for that, Stephen. I do. I really do. I think there's a lot to be said for that. Because when you get into this heady, uncharted territory for a football team, And I honestly was nearly moved to tears listening to Jason Hansen interview the other day, the kicker for the Detroit Lions, who's been there this whole time.
Yeah.
He didn't just go through the 0-13. He was there before that.
Yeah.
He was way before
0-16.
That.
0-16. Yeah.
He's been there for nearly 20 years.
Yeah. He's been there forever.
And so for him to talk about just how incredibly exciting this is, it's like you're going to get introduced to doses of reality. And Tim Ryan was pointing out today on Sirius XM, the reason I quote him so often because he's at lunchtime. So that's when I get to listen to those guys generally. Yeah. And he was saying that it takes a while for a team to learn how to literally step on the throat of the opponent when you have them down.
Yeah.
He says, and there's a moment in the game. And he says, and it takes years usually for a team, for individuals to learn when that moment is when you can break their back.
Yeah.
Bam! Now I can put you away, and you will not get up.
Right.
I mean, it's like people have never seen the movie Halloween. Jamie Lee Curtis goes out a window, whoever the bad guy is.
And, Jason.
Jason goes out of a balcony window, falls to the ground, and they go out at the end, and I'm not giving anything away, but the body's not there.
Right.
You got to learn how to quote another great movie, Double Tap, rule number 3 from Zombie
Killers.
Zombieland USA. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you do. You got to put him away.
Two to the chest and one to the head. You don't just wing him and expect him to stay down. And these teams that you're talking about, Stephen, San Francisco, Detroit, Buffalo, they don't necessarily know how to do that.
Yeah. Well, I think the San Francisco 49ers showed they could do that last week.
Well, they wouldn't have gone to overtime. They would have needed overtime.
I'm talking about the Niners.
Yeah, and talking about the Dallas win.
Okay, yeah.
Where?
No, you're right.
That was
you're right.
Them.
They should have put the Cowboys away.
Throat. Yeah.
But I think last week they showed, look, they got up 20.
That was impressive.
And there was
as hell.
A turnover. And the Bucs got the ball back, and I think you even yelled at we were at the restaurant. You even yelled, "That's how it starts." And they forced the Bucs to a 3-and-out.
Yeah,
and then they kept going. They kept putting it on them.
Yeah,
and they got a 45-point win. So I'm looking forward to that game. But I'm going to roll with the G-men. I think that Coughlin finds a way to. Get enough out.
Well, Steven and everybody else knows what I don't know, and I will learn.
All right, the Houston Texans. Oh, Jeffrey, at Baltimore Ravens. Ravens coming off of
really?
A bye.
Super Mario is now missing.
Yes.
Mario
Andre
Williams
Johnson,
done for the season. Andre
missing.
Johnson not out for the season
Not out
yet.
For the season, but he's missing
out for several
this
weeks.
Week again.
You're really asking an awful lot. If we disagree on this, I'm quitting, Steven.
Yeah, we're
Baltimore?
Yeah, we're
okay.
Taking the Ravens.
Thank
I got
you.
The Ravens. 7.5-point favorites. They're at home. They're coming off a bye.
Might
they're rested.
Actually say give the points and take Baltimore. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I think Houston took an extra body blow last week by losing to the Raiders. Like, they were like, all right, yeah, we got injuries.
We lost our star.
Yeah, and boom, and we're up, and they were up, and then the Raiders came back and took the lead, and then it was like, you know, at the end, Matt Schaub, he's got it. They're going to score the touchdown at the end of the game.
And Matt Schaub remembered, I don't know how to run or make anybody miss.
And then it turns out he throws a pick to 10 guys on the field. Oakland only had 10 guys on that last play.
Yeah, Al Davis was the 11th man.
He was. I'm serious. Huff.
Strange.
Huff steps in, makes a pick, and that was like the body blow. Like, boom! Hit Houston like took the air out of you. Like, you know that
kidney
shot that
punch,
you take where
right
just
to the
air.
Kidneys, the air is gone. You're sure you're gonna die.
And
you
it's
go
like,
to the mat.
And now you got Baltimore fresh coming off a bye.
That's pretty much worst case scenario. Speaking of teams coming off byes, Dallas Cowboys 2-2. Go to the New England Patriots. 4-1. This is an afternoon game on Fox.
Jeffrey, this could
be Patriots are favored by 7.
The first time ever in the history of NFL Rants and Raves that Steven will go against the Cowboys and then not make an official pick change later on. Because I've gone against the Cowboys twice, but then I've always made an official pick change later back to
He's
the
come
Cowboys.
Come to his senses and realize his true homerism. And has fixed things.
Yes.
Now, I originally had the Dallas Cowboys.
You did, and I had the Patriots. And then you told me you had the Patriots. And as much as I want to go over to the Dallas Cowboys,
yeah,
I can't bring myself to do it.
Wow, I've got to unchange this. I was sure you were going to go with your homer-ist instincts. Look, 30 games in a row at home.
Yes.
Don't think of
That's
any
a
other fact.
That's a win-win for me.
Pick against him,
and
you're either right or you win.
And if I'm right, then I'm right.
You're right
good.
Or you win.
And if the Cowboys win, then I won. And
that
I'm
has
be,
often been
I'm,
my approach.
You think I'm going to be sad?
You think, yeah. No, there will not be
you
a tear shed.
Okay.
So kill throw rocks right now. You can hit me if you want. I'm still going to laugh.
What makes me nervous, Jeff, though, is Rob Ryan has had 2 weeks to hang out with his brother. Rex, tell me what I need to do.
He doesn't need Rex to tell him what to do because when he was with Cleveland last year, he beat the crap out of him.
You're right, but still, this is Rob.
Yeah.
2 weeks to prepare for the Patriots. He already knows how to get after Tom Brady.
And if you think Tom doesn't know this.
See, I'm talking myself over to the Cowboys right now.
If you think for a second, though, Stephen, that Bill Belichick and Tom Brady and their staff aren't abundantly aware of what they're facing. Nobody is giving Dallas a prayer in this game. However, New England is giving Dallas a prayer
in this
game.
But here's the thing, Jeff. The Cowboys get everybody back. Skandrick's back.
I know.
Tino's back. Jenkins is back. Dez Bryant is back.
Miles Austin is back. I know. And Romo's had another week with his
Romo and Felix Jones have a couple, ribs and shoulders.
And
everybody's back. Like, you know what they said Monday? Monday, their first practice back after the bye week? Oh, my God, this is the team they expected at the beginning
of the
season.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. They all practice today.
Yes.
Nobody practices on Wednesday if you have a little sniffles.
Yeah.
If you have the sniffles or a hangnail, you don't practice on Wednesday. That's the day off. That's Diva Day Off is what it's often called also.
Diva Day Off.
No, you're here, and they're practicing, and they're in the facility. However, look.
You're making it very difficult for me to stay with
Steven,
the New England Patriots.
Is going to be an unbelievably good game.
Because right now, all you've got is 30-game winning streak at home.
Cowboys are a good team that should be. Look, they're going to use the bye week. Rob Ryan dialed up the perfect defense last season. The great Patriots team is ripe for an upset. I believe all this stuff, Steven. But I want you to get your picks right.
All right, well, then I'm going to – I don't know. I'll call you later. You might get an official pick chain on the way to the airport.
Okay. By the way, how are we getting to the airport? We have no idea. All righty.
God.
Well, we're not leaving the car there for nine days.
Sorry, you're going to have to cancel your 4 o'clock. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. All right, you can't do that. Never mind. We both have the Patriots. Must-see games. The New Orleans Saints travel to Tampa Bay to face the Buccaneers.
Now, the fun thing about this is that New Orleans Saints are flying under the radar. How can you be 4-1 and fly under the radar?
I know.
Stephen Miranda's got his hand up.
Oh, please.
So I will call Sarah. Sarah?
Wow.
Oh, unfortunately, we don't have anyone named Sarah.
Me.
So
me, please.
Timmy. Oh, we don't have a Timmy.
Oh, come on.
James.
He's not going to know. He's not even. Look, he's got his headphones on.
Okay.
He doesn't even know.
James, could you ask me a question, please?
Pick me.
Yeah, Steven, I'm trying to ignore him, but he's the only one here.
Pick me!
And the microphone is still in my bag because we're traveling. Sorry,
pick
we were in Atlanta.
Which, by the way, do you have our travel bag selected yet?
We got a lot of stuff to get together.
Camera stuff.
The look of panic.
Go right now. Go!
Thanks, that's why I needed you.
Go look
That's why
for
I needed
it.
You. Get the it. Bag. Get a bag. The bag.
The travel bag. Everything
our
that we're going to take. Go! Go!
Yes,
can you pick me?
You
thank you. Because you've got the 5-0 Lions and the 5-0 Packers, and they're playing fantastic. And you got the 4-1 49ers that nobody thought anything about, and they're playing fantastic. And you got the 3-1 Redskins leading the NFC East. Nobody thought anything about that. And those are all the stories. Meanwhile, the Saints have quietly built.
Don't forget about the 1-4 Eagles.
That's another big story.
Those are all been screaming for the headlines, and nobody screamed for the headlines.
Quiet. The New England, New Orleans
but
Saints.
You know what headline people should be screaming?
What?
Jimmy Graham is Jeff Ellis' boyfriend.
God.
Jimmy Graham's a beast.
He is.
He's the best, and he's a beast.
And that is how the Saints have quietly built their only loss opening night of the season. Green Bay Packers. They just barely lost. It was that run at the end of the game to try and tie it.
Last thing in my notes, Stephen. Remember, Saints' only loss was opening day against the best team in the NFL.
Yes. And they're not even number one in their division.
Okay, that's a fluke. That's just the Lions putting up a boatload of points. I hadn't even realized that they're in second.
They're second in their division. They're the
best. Oh, my gosh, Green Bay. Green Bay's godlike.
You know what? I got the New Orleans Saints. I think you know what? As much as I hate to say it for the Bucs, someone did not do them a favor.
No, and we said at the beginning of the season this schedule was brutal.
It was brutal.
And we're finding that it's living out exactly as we saw.
Yeah.
They're likely to head to London 3-3, and the Bears are likely to be 3-3. And we're going to see a very evenly matched game. This should be a
or
good game.
3-3, 2-4.
Could be. But no matter what, we're going to see a good game. We're going to see an evenly matched game.
It's going to be a good football
one
game.
One of the better ones
London.
That we've seen. I mean, since but the Saints comeback win against who did the Saints come from behind to beat in London?
Carolina? The San Diego.
Yeah, that was a great
that
game.
That was awesome.
But it'll seriously
so
be the best
I
game
think
we've
been
That
best
has
game.
Been the best game because yeah. it had a lead change in the last 2 minutes.
Yes.
Which we were actually
and going then
to
there was
the
Philip Rivers
time.
Hail Mary at the end of the game that was almost caught.
Yeah, that was sick. That was sick. So, I mean, we're going to have a great game like that in London, but we're not going to be featuring the best teams. We're going to yes. be featuring two teams that probably end up 8-8.
Yes.
And that's not bad. We trust me, there's been a lot worse. But the Bucs are just, they're reeling right now.
The Buccaneers.
And now they have to do this. Then they get on a plane and they go to London, and we'll see
so,
them on Tuesday.
Yeah, just before you go to London, go play the New Orleans Saints.
Hey, it could be worse. It could be the Bears you play on Sunday Night Football.
Wow, that ooh.
Why are they making them do that?
They're playing Sunday Night Football against the Vikings, and then they got to get on a plane?
Yeah. Well, no, they're actually going to stay at home for the next
they're
couple days.
Stay
they're
Chicago. Not,
they're going to try what happened last
are
year.
Are they going to do the Broncos
they're
thing and not come to Wednesday?
Yeah. Didn't they
what
see how that went last year
Hello?
For the Broncos? You cannot show. They're actually scheduled to arrive on Thursday, Steven.
What? The Bears aren't scheduled to arrive in London until Thursday?
Right.
It takes 2-3 days just to get acclimated to the time change.
I know that. You know that.
Get Lovey on the phone, dude. I mean, someone's got to tell him. Call your travel agent.
Steven's looking for his phone to call Lovey.
I'm serious. They need to know this.
Some of the guys probably don't even have their passports yet, Steven. They don't realize they're leaving the country. They're going to pull the Shaquille O'Neal or whatever. I'm just glad to be back in the United States of America. To come back
practicing
from Hawaii.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah. So, anyway.
No, you can't be. Come on. Show me the schedule. Really?
I'll pull up the schedule while you talk about this. Although, what's my freaking password again?
Jeff has been having technical difficulties, people. Anyways, Jeff, the
note from Dave Tossel,
New Orleans Saints. Mr. Tossel, need something from us?
No, it's just a note from Dave telling us that we're fine for our pitch side piece.
Awesome. And, all right, we both got the Saints, though, right?
And we're working out with the producers. I'm sorry. We get into business here. I'm sorry. What?
We both got the Saints, right?
Abso-dang-lutely.
He's working out with our producers?
With the producers of the game to make sure that we're on the field before the game begins.
Okay, good.
By the way, they're doing the musical act was announced. Did you get that note?
I did not get that note. Who was that?
Somebody not bad.
Somebody not bad. For London?
Frequency
the
coordination.
Musical
yeah,
note?
They're actually going to have a significant act there. Which is kind of cool. Goo Goo Dolls. I'm kind of excited about that.
Goo Goo
I like
Dolls.
Goo Goo Dolls.
Okay.
Finally, they're having... Okay, we've gone from The Feeling, Stereophonics, Calvin Harris, My Chemical Romance, and now finally somebody
right.
good.
My Chemical
Romance. They were the ones that were playing while we were trying to do our live shot last year.
No. Yeah, that's right.
And it's like, it's a rock and roll atmosphere here at Wembley. Yeah.
Goo Goo Dolls.
Change the channel.
I don't know who Goo Goo Dolls are.
Really? Oh, come on. They've got the song Iris.
What's the song Iris?
Iris is an awesome song. But all anyways, right. You don't know. That's fine.
The only one I know is, I don't know.
There you go. We're continuing on with our games.
All right, we
and
both
I'm
have
the
Saints.
Schedule.
Carolina and Atlanta. Cam Newton just frustrated. He's losing all the time. I don't want to lose.
That.
I don't want to lose. Hey, you know what? Grow up, little boy. Come on.
Sometimes
you
lose.
Sometimes you lose. He's acting like a little whiny kid.
No, he's not. He's acting like a guy.
Who's not winning at trouble anymore.
He's a kid who's trying to figure out how to be a champion, Steve.
He's played the game sorry 5 times with his sister and lost 4 of them. And he's angry. And he's angry at his little sister that keeps beating him.
I encourage you all to try this.
What?
For all of our listeners, we do it. Take the game of sorry and rename it Que Lastima. And it's so much more fun. Every time you sorry somebody,
Que Lastima.
You say it very sarcastically. It's a lot of fun.
Sorry. Anyway, you lose, dude. It happens sometimes. I know that you've always won, and you're so used to winning that when you're losing, it's not good, and you're kind of like whining in the locker room from what I hear about it.
Who's telling you whining? He's sitting there angrily, I've got to figure out how to win. Oh, what a whiny little girl.
But to the point where he's not like talking to teammates when his teammates, who was it? It was Greg Olsen who slapped him on the back, says, "We'll get him next week, kid." And he shoved his arm away. And it's like, you know, get off me with
one
that.
One person does it, he's a fierce competitor. Another person does it, he's a whiny girl.
who did that?
Well, you're saying that that's what went down. I'm saying depending on who does it, oh, wow, look at that competitor. Or, no, what a whiny girl. It's the same guy. If Eli does it, he's whiny. If Peyton does it, it's cool.
Hold on one second.
And that would be true.
But hold on, Jeff. You do it once? Okay, you're a fierce competitor. You do it every time you lose?
Yeah.
Come on, there's a problem there. You got to learn how to – it happens. You can't win every single game.
That hasn't been the story of his life until now.
No one has gone an entire season winning every single game except the 72 Dolphins, baby. It's been a long time since that happened. Grow up, Cam. And just for that, I hope the Falcons whoop up on him.
Okay, here we go.
Although it's not going to happen that way. It's going to be close.
I'm looking at the official schedule now, and the Chicago Bears are not mentioned on the official schedule until Friday at 3:15, when media availability with Lovie Smith and Jay Cutler and other selected players at the cricket ground at the Oval.
So we get to do the Oval again.
Which is awesome.
I'm going to bring my own bat.
I'm going to bring a cricket bat. They're not going to let you in with a cricket bat.
Why not?
It's a weapon.
It's a weapon.
And then the Bears are going to have a practice at 5 o'clock at the Oval.
Is it an open practice or closed practice?
The first part of it will be, the first 20 or 30 minutes will be open.
Okay, cool.
But then we got to do TV right after that. And it's Friday night traffic.
Oh, man.
But I'm trying to talk Rich into
getting
us
a car.
Rich is listening. No, do the live shot from the Oval.
That would be awesome.
Not that Rich listens or anything.
No.
But that would be really cool.
All right, Carolina, Atlanta. I got the Falcons, Jeff. I suspect that Carolina plays good football. And Carolina's going to play good football all season long.
Absolutely.
They're going to be in every single game,
yep.
Okay? At the beginning of the season, I was like, these guys are going to get killed by everybody.
Yep.
And that's that.
And
we're
ended up being wrong. They're not going to get killed by everybody. They're going to lose to everybody.
And they're going to lose to everybody, but
they're going to play close.
They're going to be in every single game. And just because Cam, he is going to will them to be in every single game.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina for a Panther football game.
Here's what you need to know. Carolina 27th against the rush. Michael Turner is going to go crazy.
Run the ball.
Keep Cam on the sidelines. And I would honestly take the under on this one, Steven.
Yep.
Because the Falcons are struggling to score right now.
Yeah.
And Atlanta is just going to run.
Yeah, 51 points is a little high there.
That's being aggro, man.
Guys, yeah.
And I take the under on this one.
All right, the final must-see game. The Philadelphia Eagles travel to Washington to face the Washington Redskins. This is a morning game on Fox. Will be on the main screen in the Miranda household.
Okay, well, there it is.
The Washington
Redskins.
It's
going to be on ahead of the San Francisco Detroit Lions.
Our home
dogs. It's going to be ahead of the Buffalo Bills, New York Giants.
Only because that's what they're feeding me.
So that's what the network is showing? Oh, that's lame sauce.
They may be showing Niners Detroit. I
Fox
don't know
needs to get with the picture here.
Yeah.
Get with the program.
It doesn't matter.
Send
I could
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman out to
since
Detroit.
Since we're leaving for London that day, I'm not going to set up the house with
Hell,
the, all
Troy
the
Buck's
five
Troy probably
scripts.
Already going to be in Detroit. Let him do a doubleheader. He can do the baseball game later. Do the football game earlier.
Who you got in this
I'll have no voice at all. I have got the Washington Redskins.
Redskins coming off a bye.
1-point dogs coming off a bye. And
fear
they're a better
team. Fear the home dog. Really, the better team? Seriously?
By a significant factor. Have you looked at my power rankings? My powerful rankings?
I was about to say, you said power rankings.
When are you going to change the graphic? You should do something.
Okay, about the graphic, Jeff.
Yeah.
We made 17 of those for 17 weeks.
You did.
Okay?
I didn't. I never promised to keep it the same. Okay. And I might change it again.
All right. Well, I'm sorry.
Give me the template, and I'll change it each week to be whatever it is I decide to call it. No episodes. We don't have time. We're 49
minutes.
I know, but
will you let me say something? I don't even know what we're talking about yet. Oh, Philadelphia, Washington.
See how quiet I can be? People are surprised. Jeff always steps on Steven. Can he ever shut up?
Okay, look, Jeff. Offensively, Philadelphia Eagles ranked 3. Washington
throwing
Redskins
throwing the ball
15. Throwing and running. This is a complete
total yardage.
Total yardage.
Fine.
Eagles.
Right.
3.
Third.
Washington 15.
Okay.
All right.
Which 15 isn't bad, by the way.
It isn't, but it's
you're
not
on the
good.
Right side of the equation.
No, you're right in the middle of the equation.
No, 16th would be right in the middle of the equation. Thank you.
Okay.
You're trending fine. And you're coming off a bye, and you got Rex Grossman. So what?
Yeah.
And you got 3 running backs.
You've got the, I think you just said it yourself. Just go ahead and say it there again. You've got who at quarterback?
Rex Grossman.
Yeah, there you go. That's
who's
my problem.
A much older and wiser Rex Grossman.
Okay. I've got the Philadelphia Eagles. I do not trust the Washington Redskins and their 3-1 record at all.
Make it a challenge game.
It is the challenge game.
Ta-da.
I am going with
you're
the Eagles one more
you know,
time.
Nobody in the history of NFL rants and raves has trailed in the challenge game
by
more than
4
3
games.
And you will go down by 4.
So you're saying you're going to break history, Jeff? So breaking history does happen. Trends do end.
You will continue to roll with the Patriots for the first time. You will not take the Cowboys. For the first time ever, I'm going to go up by 4 games.
But if I take the Cowboys, I would break the streak of 30 straight games losing home because I think the Cowboys might beat them.
Well, with the streak you are going to continue is the Homer streak.
But,
even when you know better.
But if they win, they will have broken a streak that's gone 30 games.
Correct. And your streak's longer than that. Steven, do the math.
Okay.
16 shows, 7 years. 16 games a team plays, 7
so
years.
So I should break that one. The
I'm
longer
saying
one.
That's,
I should
I'm
break
doing,
the
I'm
longer
nearing
streak.
The end of the math, and that's 100.
I took the Bucks
that's 100
over the Cowboys once. But you know what, Jeff?
And
that week
changed.
When I took the Bucks and I changed back to the Cowboys,
you
the Cowboys beat the Bucks.
I know.
See? I was all about thinking Steven, about my
if
getting
you
my pick
always
right.
Take a team, they're going to win sometimes.
That's so tough.
Unless they're to the Detroit Lions, and this is a recent development.
Yeah, that's true. All right. No, I've got the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm very comfortable making this the challenge
good.
Game. Do you even remember what happened in Washington last year when the Eagles came to town?
Yeah, they kicked the out of them.
It was like a spajillion.
Do you remember what happens when I take a team? What happens to their quarterback?
Yeah,
I'm
very
Vick
nervous.
Is...
But he did survive last week. Last week it wasn't about him. It was about his receivers dropping the freaking ball.
Well, last week was that the challenge game last week?
Yes, it was.
Okay. 2 weeks in a row. Boy, this is looking an awful lot like Seattle Seahawks. Where Steve is just losing with one team over and over to me.
Yeah, I suspect this. If I were to lose this week, this is the last time I roll with the Eagles, by the way.
It should be the last time you ever take the Eagles. Because if they lose to Washington, they're done.
It's over.
1-5. Andy Reid gets fired.
Oh, really? Mid-season replacement?
You know, Ed asked the question, and Ed's not a moron.
He's not.
So it makes me wonder. Cleveland at Oakland as we
got
go to the
games
of importance.
Cleveland at Oakland is going to be good.
It is. An emotional road win, emotional week, emotions everywhere for the Oakland Raiders. But it begs this question.
What?
Are the emotions going to help them or are the emotions going to drain them?
Well, here's Jeffrey. I suspect I'm taking the Cleveland Browns. They're coming off a bye. They're healthy.
They're not very good.
They're healthy.
Yes.
And they're coming off a bye. They've had
Peyton
2 weeks.
Hillis still could have started, but he didn't.
They've got 2 weeks to prepare for the Oakland Raiders. And the Raiders are coming from something where it was all drained, man. It was all drained and all left on the field. I could give no more.
How much did Darren McFadden play a role in last week's game?
Not much.
You know what Cleveland is almost worst at? Stopping the run.
Okay.
Darren McFadden's going to rush for 150 yards again.
I don't have a problem seeing
Campbell
that.
Plays it smart, holds himself to 19 passes, and Steven, that's the formula for victory for the Oakland Raiders. You heard it here first.
I understand that's the formula, but can they play that formula?
They damn well better, otherwise they will lose, and I agree with you, Steven.
I don't know if they – look, they stay that formula if they get an early lead. I suspect the reason why Darren McFadden wasn't that big of a factor last week.
They trailed
the entire game. They didn't take a lead until the end where they took a 25-20
lead. At the end.
Right. If the Browns come out early fresher.
Hang
14, off their bye.
Yes, that changes things. If they hang 10, it shouldn't change anything. You run the
ball. I suspect they might hang 10, and I suspect because these are the Oakland Raiders, they go into whoa mode, and they start expecting too much
Does
of Jason Campbell.
Does anybody understand how people hang 10 on a surfboard? I don't know. That scares me to death.
I'm going to roll with the Cleveland Browns on this one because I like them coming out of a bye.
Think about what I said in my game plan. Yeah. Think about it.
I like them coming out of a bye week.
I would like them coming out of a bye.
Jeff,
but I don't
do you remember? I mean, just me. I'm not saying that Al was the father of all those players,
right.
But the week after my father passed away, I was worthless.
Yeah,
and some of these players. And coaches. Now, see, if it was just the players, maybe I'd roll with the Oakland Raiders. But it's not just the players. It's all the coaches. It's everybody in that whole organization that is going to be experiencing a hangover for the entire week.
Steven, you went there, so I will go there. Let's say your father was not the man that I knew. Let's say he was your track coach. And Steven was a track star in high school besides playing football. He was your track coach.
Yeah.
Can you go out and kill it for the rest of the season? Because he was your coach every single game?
Probably.
Every single whatever they do in track.
Match, it events, depends on the relationship. That's what I'm saying.
What the hell do you call the things you do in track?
It's competition.
Meet.
Jeffrey, I understand what you're saying, and I suspect it's going to be different for everyone in that organization. And what I suspect
it only takes
is, those,
one or two.
Is those coaches and that staff are the ones who I suspect had an even closer deeper, meaningful relationship with Al Davis than most of the players. A lot of players are young. A lot of players are new. So they didn't have that history of 15, 20, 25 years with Al Davis. And that weighs on people.
It does.
And I think the coaching staff may not be ready for this game.
If the Raiders win this week, which I see them winning this week, is there
you better be careful with the Oakland Raiders.
You better be careful because they're going
to
be on
the mission. They will have taken it to another level.
They will.
All right, another game of importance, the Minnesota Vikings at Chicago Bears.
Football
Sunday.
Night in America.
Sunday night football on NBC. Bears are favored by 3. Jeffrey, real quick, I'll just tell the people, I know you're taking the Bears.
Now, of course I'm taking the Bears.
I'm taking the Vikings.
Okay, and I'm writing in my notes, don't be surprised to see Ponder in there by the end of the game.
Okay, I don't think so. I think they're not gonna make a quarterback mid-game. I'm pretty sure of that. When they decide it's Ponder time, it's Ponder time. Well, first of all, you don't want to throw Ponder out there against the Bears.
Emotional reactivity is a funny thing. When Donovan McNabb has only completed 4 passes and it's halftime, and he's throwing the ball 13 times, and you've only handed it to Adrian Peterson 5 times, and you're losing, and you can't figure out why, someone's going to hit the panic button.
Did you see Jay Cutler be used like a rag doll?
Yes, I did. Which is
the Minnesota Vikings defensive line is that good, too.
I want to go so far as to say I was struggling with Jordan as I was talking. When did they play? Monday Night Football?
Monday Night Football.
Okay, because I'm like, I haven't been home in eons. How did I see a game with my son? Because it was Monday Night Football, thank goodness. And I said to him, how am I going to deal with Jay Cutler given the bad blood that exists between he and I? Jay doesn't know there's been any bad blood between he
right.
and I, but I have not respected him.
Yes.
But in that game, my respect for him, much like the Grinch, it didn't grow 10 sizes, it grew 2 sizes.
Okay.
And it was simply because of his toughness. And mind you, Steven and I didn't give him crap about coming out of the game in the NFC Championship game last year. We didn't get on him about that because we thought that was a non-issue. We said it was strange. Everyone else said, he's a loser, he's a chump. We didn't like him for a bunch of other reasons.
Right.
Okay, so this is nothing... This is nothing recent. This has been coming for a long time. So now it's like, how do you interview somebody that you just really don't care for?
Yeah.
But he's tough, Steven. You asked, did I see? Yeah, he's tough. He is a big, tough, burly guy. And he got thrown around a lot, and he bounced back. And this Minnesota Vikings defense is getting old.
Expect for him to get bounced around a lot in this game as well.
Okay.
I see the Minnesota Vikings bringing it. Yeah, they're getting older in age, but on the field, they're still bringing it. And they brought just last week, just ask Kevin Cobb if that defensive line can still bring it. He'll tell you, they can still bring it.
Anybody, if the Arizona Cardinals are any good, congratulations on getting the Super Bowl bid for Super Bowl 49. Yeah, that's as close as you guys are going to get to it.
Super Bowl 49 in Arizona.
As close as you're going to get to it.
Wrapping up. We'll be there.
Miami at New York Jets.
The
why it's not a nap game.
Game of importance. Why it's not a nap game. It's Monday Night Football.
That's right. And that new opening without Hank Williams.
Yeah, that was kind of lame. They need to do something.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, they need to kick it off with, you know, we're going to play some football.
Steven, I'd rather hear a carousel. I'd rather hear this. Monday Night Football. Hello again, everybody. I'm Keith Jackson. I'd rather hear that than what they did, which is like,
two teams battle. One will win.
Well, I think they were trying to do that.
Have I bored you yet?
I think they were trying to do the cage match thing. Two teams enter.
One
team leaves.
Yes, yeah. That's Thunderdome.
Yeah, and
it didn't work. Will keep trying, and I don't wish Hank back necessarily, but they got to do better.
Real quickly, suspect the Jets bounce back into the winning ways.
Jets. I pity any team that has to take a team this bad, and the worst team in the NFL versus a reeling Jets team. Guess who wins?
Matt Moore at quarterback.
Whatevs. Nap games, Steven. We don't even have the nap sound anymore.
No more
snoring.
Here,
that's so sad.
You know, I'm going to get it because I can load it onto my little nice little thing here.
Yeah, but not in the amount of time we have. We've already gone over.
No, we're not going to do it.
Okay. Jacksonville at Pittsburgh.
Well, here, look.
Steelers
these are nap games. We'll tell you that they're nap games because, well.
All the home teams are favored by more than a touchdown, and they're much better than the teams that they're playing.
And we're taking all the home teams.
Exactly.
We've got
Jacksonville
Pittsburgh.
Sucks. End of discussion.
We're taking Pittsburgh over Jacksonville. We're taking Cincinnati over Indianapolis.
I wanted to get my in-depth analysis.
Green Bay over St. Louis. Okay, and Cincinnati over Indianapolis.
Better and at home. Indy is 31st against the rush
Green
with
Bay.
An offense that stinks. Sed's not suspended yet. Adai is limping. St. Louis, too bad the weapons are not here to take advantage of the 30th-ranked passing defense. The Packers' strength, running defense, is right. The Rams' only strength, running the ball.
But you know what? The Rams are coming off a bye week.
There you go, and that got everybody healthy. Not! I'm Jeff Ellis.
I'm Steven Miranda.
Your bye weeks. Denver, Tennessee, Kansas City, Arizona, San Diego, Seattle.
We don't get to watch Pete Carroll?
No, he's trying out. What's his
LeBron James. Whatever. I hope he comes in and he gets injured on the first play. I would never wish injury on anyone.
Except LeBron.